The 22-year postseason drought is over, and the Chiefs did it in dominating fashion with a 30-0 win over the Houston Texans. And now they turn their attention to the number 2-seeded New England Patriots in Foxborough, Massachusetts at Gillette Stadium. Should be a good one for the Chiefs, and this is a team right now that's rolling.
What more could you ask for, Pete, than going up against the defending Super Bowl champions? I mean, the Chiefs have earned the right to be in this game after winning 11 straight games. They've averaged 28 points. They've only given up 11.6 throughout this 11-game winning streak. Now they're going up against the best quarterback head coach combo in NFL postseason history. I mean, this is what it's all about. What an opportunity for the Chiefs to go to Foxborough and try to pull off this victory and get to the AFC title game.
It's been years and years now that Brady's been doing it with different cast of characters this year. It's been Amendola. He's had Gronkowski, but he could receive a big boost with the return of Julian Edelman this week.
Yeah, and you look at what Julian Edelman's done for this team. He hasn't played since November 15th, but when he's been in there, and the one area that Tom Brady really likes to get him the football is on third down. When Edelman was in there, they converted 50% of their third downs. When Edelman left, since November 15th, they've only converted 33%. You look at Rob Gronkowski, he's dominated the middle of the field this season. He's got 120 targets. He's got over 1,100 yards. He's got 11 touchdowns. I mean, we know what Rob Gronkowski is. He's a mismatched nightmare for defenses. Bob Sutton's got his work cut out for him when he's going up scheming against all those different weapons.
Now, as far as the pressure that this Patriots defense gets on this Chiefs team, this is a team that can get to the quarterback.
They have 49 sacks this season. It was second most in the NFL, led by Chandler Jones, which is from
Syracuse, of course.
He leads them with 12.5 sacks. Rob Ninkovich has 6.5. Jamie Collins has 5.5. I mean, this is a group that likes to get after the quarterback. You look at the Chiefs' offensive line. They've got different pieces that have moved all around, but they've done a pretty good job of protecting Alex Smith. They're going to have to do that again because there's nothing that disrupts an offense more than pressure and more than sacking the quarterback. Hopefully, the Chiefs' offensive line can contain those guys, give him time to either throw the football or get down the field if he wants to run.
Love the Chiefs when Alex Smith is running the football. All right, BJ, final key for this game.
For me, it is Hussein Abdullah. He's the guy to watch across the middle of the field because Tom Brady, for his gaudy numbers and all the numbers we always look at him for, as far as passing yards, touchdowns, all that, 75% of his passes are within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. He's not always delivering the ball deep down the field. You look at those short intermediate routes with Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski. I mean, those are guys across the middle of the field. Hussein Abdullah, who had the concussion, missed quite a few games. He was back last week. Having his presence across the middle of the field is going to be huge for this team. Ron Parker, another guy who's going to be defending the middle of the field against Tom Brady and all those crossing routes, is going to be huge. And you look at the game last year that the Chiefs played. Their schemes are the same. A lot of the personnel is the same. And Bob Sutton and this group did a pretty good job against those guys. We saw Hussein Abdullah with the pick six. Huge pick six in that game, kind of sealed it. If they can have that kind of impact in this game, I like their chances of going to the AFC title game.
Abdullah and Parker, two guys to watch on the Chiefs defense. It's the Chiefs and the New England Patriots in the divisional round this weekend, 3:35 p.m. on CBS. Make sure you're watching the game. He's BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney, and now you know what to focus on.